Vayter in Chatzer, Mavakama, Daf Kuf, Tes Zion. Pick up a Tuf, Tes Vav, on the page, by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom, the second one in line. Amar Mar. Amar Mar. Ubashem and Loyasekein, Mipnei Hefsid Kohen. Now, we spoke about the idea at the end of the Braisa that we mentioned earlier, the tame barrels of tevel wine. Now we say that if the barrels of oil don't do this, what does that mean? Like, don't set aside, designate the oil that's in the broken one as trumas meiser on the other ones, because what's going to happen is the kohen is going to lose that if you do such a thing. Now, frankly, my ishto shemen deroy lahadlik. What's pshat that we make a distinction between this, the inshamen in yayin, that is that it's mutter for the Levi to set the broken barrel of wine, that's tamei wine, trumas meiser, but it's also to do when it comes to oil. Maishna shaman dori lahadlik, because it's able to be, it's fit to be lit, you're allowed to use tamei oil, and therefore it's a real loss for the kohen. Yayinami or lezilif, you can also use that for zilif, you can sprinkle it around the house, for the nice smell, and that you're allowed to do also. So it, just like it's usher for to do the oil for Chumas Meiser, it should be usher to do it for the wine as well. Why is the wine Vichitem Azilov Lav Milsi? And everyone, that's not considered anything. That's a Shvachazach, and therefore this loss by wine is not considered a real loss by the Kohen. But Vahamar Shmuel, Mishomer Bichia, Shosin Milug Basela, we drink wine that costs a sella per lug, Umazal from Milug Bishtaim, but we sprinkle from wine that's even 2 sella per lug. So therefore what comes out is that there's a hana, there's a real benefit by spritzing out the wine over there, and therefore it should be usher to designate this wine that became tame in this broken barrel or became uncovered as Trumas Meiser, because it's fit for the spritzing, which means that it's going to be something which is a real loss for the kohen. And for the Gemara, what are we talking about? Bichadash, talking about new wine. It didn't get old yet, and therefore, since that's the case, it doesn't have that smell that you want it to have. And therefore, you can't use it for sprinkling. Therefore, it's not really considered a loss. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? V'haroyu liashna, you could leave it to become yashan, old, to become much older. And then when it gets that state, it's going to be able to use. And therefore, it's a real loss for the kohen. It says, Gemara, osi beli de takala. No, we don't let you keep it because the word of takala is going to happen. If you keep it for long enough, people are going to start using it. They're going to drink from it and be over an isser of this stuff, which is tame. Truma, that's tame, because it's right, that's what's going to happen. So, for example, shemen nami also be the takala, they could also come to a takala of the shemen as well. So, say, no, the malach b'klimos, you put the shemen in a nasty utensil, someone's going to take it. Yain nami malach le b'klimos, let's put the yain in a shasty, nasty thing. I was thinking, no, hashtel zilif kaboyle b'klimos kamanach le. If he needs it for the sprinkling, he's going to put in the nasty stuff. It's going to destroy the smell. That don't work. Says the Gemara, "Takala atzma tanoi." And this idea about takala, whether we're worried about it or not, is actually b'chulkas tanoim. The time runs on a brisa. Chavis shel yain, shel truma shel nitnei. So let's say you have a barrel of wine that's truma that became tame. Beishame omer, beishame say, beep, turn the page, kuf design, tishape chakol, they just spill all the out, chuck it all, immediately. Rashi says, kula beyachad. Beisalom, teos azilif, no, use it for spritzing, because we're not worried he's going to come to go and drink it. So you see, whether it's mutter to go and hold on to it or not, is machlokas tanaim. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, ani achriya. I'm going to be machriya between these two different shtiklach, beisham, beisalom, babayis, teos azilif. If this truma wine became tame, a barrel in the house, so then go and use it for spritzing. Ubasadit, chakol, but if it's in the field, then you spill it out immediately. Why? Rashi says that if the ademamte lay legav besa, why are you bringing it in? Also, with the color, you're going to come to drink it, and we're worried about that. Igadami, some say, be yashin tias azilif. When it comes to yashin, that you spritz, bechadosh tipach tipachakol, then you go and you spill out all of it. Says the Gemara, Amulah, they responded, in achra shlishis machras. Don't think that this last thing is considered actually a achra over here, because it's not like he's saying, like bechamit, like bechol. It's actually just a third opinion over here, and it's a datsi achad, we don't go like that. Next part of the Mishnah. Before he pours out the wine, right? He's walking with this wine, and the guy has the honey, and they're being into it. The guy's honey's going to pour out, and the honey's more valuable. And before it goes, he says, if I'm going to save your honey, so then you go out and you pay me for it. Then you go ahead and he has to give the value, and he's paying me for my wine. Then he has to go and pay him the value of the wine. If not, he just has to, if you don't say that, then he has to pay him the amount that he would have paid someone to try to help him for something, not the value of all of the wine he lost by pouring it out to save his honey. Says the Gemara, frak the Gemara, Amai, why do you have to pay for the wine? V'neim alei, mishata anilach b'cha, b'nata b'cha. I was just kidding with you. I know I said I would pay, you know, I'll do this as long as, I know I said I'd pay you if you'd help me, but nah, I was just joking. Milo tanya homi linen, right? So I reach out, but reach me b'es asurin. The other guy is running out of prison. He's running away. V'hoisim ha'boreas the fun of, and there's a boat that's in front of him. Rashi says, Sfina rechava, sha'ovrim bar rocheva nahar. He goes by the width of the nahar, goes back and forth like a ferry. And Omer lo, and he says to the guy, this fugitive runs out, and he says to the guy, Tol dinar v'evireini, take a dinar and bring me across the side. Ein lo el escharo, he only has to pay the actual fee for what it is, right? The dinar is going to be a lot more than he would normally have to pay. So yet he only has to pay the amount that really costs. Alma, Amar Le Mishatan, because you see that he could say, nah, I was just kidding with you. I didn't really mean I'm going to give you that much. I'll give you $1,000 to take him across. You only have to give him like $10, whatever it costs to get across. Also, when he said, like, oh yeah, I'll spill up my wine and save your honey as long as you pay me. He said, yeah, I'll pay you. Nah, I was just joking. Ha lo dami ella la seifa. M for the Gemara. No. This case, the Mishnah is similar to the seifa of the Braisa, which says, Ve'im Amar lo, but if he says to him, Tol dinar zeb schorcha vavireini, if he said, take this dinar as your fee, and not opposed to like take this, I'll pay you the dinar, but take this as your fee and take him across the river, then also the schar mashalim, he has to go and give him full payment. And then he said, Maishta Reisha, Maishta Seif, what's in between the two? The first one, he doesn't have to pay the full dinar. Second one, he does. I'm Rabbi Rechana, Bitsayed Hashola Dagam Nayam. The second one's talking about a guy who's a fisherman. And he's like, quick, help me, take me across. And by doing that, this guy's going to end up losing out fish because of that. And he says to the guy who ran away, Afsadetani Kavre Bezuza, you're causing me to lose fish that's worth a zuz, right? Rashi says, V'hainu b'scharu dekatani tul dina b'schar shata mafsid. Kan v'tavireini nosin lo osu schar b'shalim amastin nami harei. If say to Nika, it's recognizable, this loss over here. So in that type of thing, he's losing out. That's where he has to go and pay him. And so in the case of our Mishnah also, since the owner of the wine is losing out, that's when he has to pay him. He can't play the games anymore. I was just joking. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah, it says that Shataf Nar Chamor V'Chamor Chaveru Shalo Yafa Mana. Let's say this river grabs his donkey and his friend's donkey, and his donkey was worth a mana. And the Mishnah continues, says, and the friend's is worth, shalom, his worth the money, but his friend's worth matimes, or double, it's worth, his worth 100, this is worth 200. V'niach zeh, shalom, he leaves his own one over. I'm reading all from the Mishnah. V'hitzil shachar, he saved his friends. Ein lo el escharo, he only has to pay him the amount that he would pay someone to help him save, but not the amount that he lost out. V'im amar lo, aniatzil shalchav, atanusin liyat shali, chayav litin, nobody says, I'm going to help you as long as you're going to give me the amount that I lost out. Then he could do it. Now, why do you have to bring both of these cases, the honey and wine case and this case? Sounds like it's the same dinim. So the Gemara Tzricha, we need to bring both. The Ashmina Kamai, if just about the first case, where he poured out the wine to save the honey, it's a Hasamu de Kiperis Yayiv Le Deme Kule. Over there, in that case, the Halacha would say that if he said that you're going to pay me back, then the owner of the honey has to go and pay him the full of the wine. Why? Mishum to be a daim kapasa, because with his own hands, he's pouring out his own wine over here. I says, shofich is yeinu be a daim b'shvilo, so if you have to pay, have a hacha to be mail over here. The donkeys, he was drowning, so like he just didn't do anything over there. Neima ein lo el escharo, all you could get from is a schar, therefore I had to tell us, the case of where he left his donkey in order to save his friends, then hacha hu de bestama ein lo el escharo. Over there, we would say that if he didn't say particularly he's going to get paid for the donkey, he's going to get his pay. Payment, because the donkey drowned by itself, but over there, with the wine and the honey, where it was done with his own hands, then even mistam, even say anything, you have to pay both. Therefore, needs to say both cases are going to be equal to that. Let's say this guy goes, he makes this tonight, and then the owner of the donkey that's only worth 100, who went to save the 200 one, he went to go to try to help it, and then his own donkey came. So the guy said, oh, you're going to help me save my 200. One, then I'm going to help pay for your loss. So I'll pay you 100, and then his own donkey actually gets saved on his own. Mao, what's it then? Can the 200 guys say sorry, bro? He like you. I don't have to pay you. Your donkey came back. He has to say, hey, you promised you're going to pay me, so you have to pay. Amalei, he says back to him, Mishmayu Rechmin Alei. Shamayim had mercy on him, and his donkey had saved, and there's no shaykhis to the previous deal he made, and the guy has to pay him the 100. Gihad Rav Safra Ka'ava Ka'azil B'Sharita. Once there's a story of Rav Safra, he was on his way on a caravan. Lavinu ahu ari, and there was a lion that was walking along with them and that was saving them and protecting them from everywhere along the way.
Rashi says, "Nischaber imayim ariv v'ha'im mishamer behemosam mechayim solisim, saving them from animals and from sealers, from ganavs, from thieves, from criminals, from bandits. Kol layla kashadu leichamer dechad binayiv ka'achil. Every night, one of the people would give the lion their donkey that belonged to each of them, and the lion would go and eat it. That's like how they would basically pay off the lion over there, right? That's what they're going to do, and they should survive." They want this lion not to go and attack them, right? So Kimata Zimna Dor Safra, when it came time for Safra, Shadli Chamer V'lochli, he sent his donkey to the lion, but the lion didn't eat it. Kodem of Safra V'zachabe, he jumped in a meal and he was Zochet. Rashi says, Kodem Shiachzik Acher, before someone else saw Shari Hefker Haya, because it was Hefker when he gave it over to them. So you see over there, Rav Safra was able to go and take his own donkey without any sort of other chiev to the other people over there. So too in Rav Kahana's matzav that we brought over here, the one who left his donkey should be mutter to go and get it without losing out that which he's supposed to get. Amali Rav Acher Midifti Ravina says, "Lamali lemiske be. Why would you have to go and you have to be zochet? Nehi dechi afkari adaiti da arie afkari. When he was mafkari, it wasn't for everyone there. It was just for the donkey, for the lion. Adaiti dekule amalo afkari. He wasn't mafkari for everybody else. So why do you have to do that?" So Amalei said back to him, "Rav Safa lerafchet de milsuk David. Rav Safa did it just as like to be very careful that there should be arguments. Rashi shaloye irir bedavar. Really didn't have to do it. Really belongs to him, but he was nervous. There was going to be some sort of argument or fight, so he grabbed it right away. Frak the Gemara. Boy mine Rav Let's say this guy, he gives up his own donkey, goes to save the other guy's donkey, and he wasn't able to help. It doesn't work. Mao, what's it then? Does he get paid for his lost donkey for trying? Or the only way he's going to get the money is if he actually was successful? Amaloi said to him, Vizo Sheela, this is a question. Ain lo ela scharo. The answer is he only gets the schar for trying. He doesn't get paid back for his donkey that he no longer has, or even that one. Rather, he just gets schar for trying to help. Hey, fact. The Gemara, socher sapol. As you have a case, someone goes ahead, he hires a pol, a worker. Beep, turn the page. Kuf test Zion Abbeis. Lahavi kruv vidur maskinin lechola. He hires a guy to bring cabbage and prunes to a person who is sick. He's sick. And the worker comes, he got paid, and he finds out that the sixth person, he's dead, or he got better. And therefore, he doesn't need the food anymore. The den is, no sin, lo scharo, mishalim. He has to pay the guy the full-fledged amount that he said he's going to do. So what do you see over here? Kum tochois. That even though he tried to do it and he wouldn't really do anything, he still gets his full pay. So also in the case where the guy who tried to go and rescue the donkey, he should be able to get the full money of his own donkey. He says, Gemara, Amar Lei, me dummy, you're comparing these cases. Hasam Avid Shliach Shlichuse, over there, the Shliach did his Shlichus, he brought the food. Hachalo Avid Shliach Shlichuse, he didn't do his Shlichus because the guy couldn't eat the food, but he brought the food. Here, his Shlichus was to go and save the animal, and he didn't actually do it. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan, Shayar Shayisim Alechas Be'Midbar. A midbar. You have a caravan that's walking along the way in the midbar. Fa'amid Alea Gaius Atarfa. You have this enemy militia comes against them to try to steal from them. But they got out of it by actually paying them. Rashi says, Lebazazov in his Pashu Imam, but Momon, they said, oh, here, take some money. They paid him off so they could leave him alone. Mechashun Lifi Momon, they evaluate according to the money that they have over there. They don't do it according to the people. Meaning to say, they evaluate according to money. This is a money issue. They weren't like threatening their lives, right? So let's say you have these 10 people over here and they pay $1,000. They don't have to then each pay $100. What do? We take the total money that they have and we figure out percentage-wise the total each one of them have. Each one pays a portion corresponding to the value, the percentage of the total that it was. And therefore, that's how you do it. Ve'im scharo, ve'im mechashen lefi. And let's say the members of this caravan hired a guide to go with them and to help them in the midbar, to guide them along. Rashi says, "Mar lehem aderech," they know where they're going. Mechashvin af lefi nefashos, and they evaluate this by the amount of people that are there also. This guy, it's not only money he's dealing with, he's also dealing with their life by basically guiding them, helping them know where they're supposed to be going. Velo yishanim minog hachamorim, but they don't be mishana, they don't change from the minog of what the regular people do. Meaning that let's say the donkey driver, the way they generally use it, these are the ones who are like the most important thing over here. If the way they would normally go in and calculate how much they... If the donkey drivers generally calculate
according to the fee entirely of the money of the people of the caravan that they have, or according to the amount of people, then we follow what the minhag makom is. Rashi and Chamorim lahasto shekol mi sheyoved lo chamor o yamid lo chamor acher. The donkey driver has the right to be masne amongst themselves, that whoever loses his donkey, they're going to give another one. Bekusia, but let's say someone lost their donkey in a way that was Rashi's bepshia, that they were negligent in the way that they were behaving, then ein ma'amidim, we're not going to give this guy another one. That shalom bekusia, if it wasn't done like that, the ma'amidim loved, you have to go and make sure you give him another donkey. Ve'im amar, and let's say the one who lost the donkey says, to nu leave ani eshmor, you know, don't give me a donkey, just give me money, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to guard the other donkeys with you. Then ain shamalo, you don't listen to such a guy. Rashi says shamalo yikach chamor v'heim lo hisnu ella kedesh yikach chamor. Maybe he's just used the money to go gambling in Vegas or something. V'ya moser nafshel lishmar leim b'leilos min achayos v'listim. Chab, the reason they give him this donkey is that he's going to be part of guarding the donkeys. But give him money, then he's not going to do it. He's just going to keep the money and you run with it. So pshita, obviously, they don't have to give him the money. What do you have to tell me? Lo tzricha de islei chamora achrina. We're talking about in a case where he has another donkey that's there. Ma'od etema ha'kam mintalei. You're going to say, okay, he's going to guard that one. Therefore, he doesn't have to buy a second one. Kamash b'lo and shani tirusa dechad mitusa debetre. There's a difference when you're guarding for only one and guarding for two. And therefore, you don't give him the money. Tanura. You got to put this on its way. There was a very strong wind. There was like a storm that was coming along, and it was gonna mess up the boat. They kilu mi mamasa, and they lightened up the masa, the loads over there. They threw stuff into the ocean. Mechashin lefimaso. They calculate each person's by weight. Vein mechashin lefimam. They don't do it according to money. So let's say some guy was throwing out gold, the other man's throwing out silver, the guy who throws out the silver is the same weight. But you don't go different than what the minug of the sailors are. That we go according to what the custom is, according to the weight, according to the value. That's how you go. For Hashem, the sapanim lehasel shekol mi sheyavod lo svina, shavda lo svina, yavla svina cheres, and the sapanim, the sailors at a whole bunch of ships, like a caravan of ships that are going to, I don't think it's called a caravan, but a bunch of brothers, they can go and make it tonight that whoever goes and loses a ship, they're going to give them another ship. And they can make that everyone has to pay. Of the lobekusia, let's say the person lost his ship because he was a proshay, he was negligent. Eba mida, don't have to give him. Shalobekusia, mida, let them go and we give him. V perish lamakom she'en nasfinas halcha. But if he went to a place where boats don't go and he lost his boat over there, in mamidim, we don't go at him, we don't give him another one. That's a dangerous thing that you shouldn't have got. Affecting Mara, pshita, obviously, I can pay for such a thing. Says Gemara, lo tzricha de nisan mirachke chad ashlo betishamachle tre ashli. During Nisan, the boats usually distance themselves one rope from the bank, the river bank, and in Tishrei they distance themselves two rope lengths. Because of Yom Nisan, they'll come Tishrei, and he went during the days of Nisan to the place of Tishrei. Malutema davshe naketvazel. You may have said that this is not considered pushea because he's following the way that it's done the month before. Kamash Malon, that's called pushea. You got to pay attention to the times of the year. Tana Rabban on Shayar Shayus Hamelechus Midah. You have this cavern in the desert. All my guys are tarfan. This band that's come. They attack them. They steal from them. One of them get up and they save the stuff. He saved it for everyone. Emtza literally means the middle, but kol echad makir es shalom, and no tradition takes what belongs to him. V'yomar and yatzil atzmi, if he says, I'm going to save it for myself, it's a latzmo, then he saves it for himself, he can keep it all. He doesn't have to give it back to anyone because it's lost and you get it. Hey, Chidam, what's the case? Idiachalatzil, if it's, we're talking about a case where the people are able to go ahead and save it by themselves, a filu sefer namilemtza, even the middle, the sefer case also, what he says, doing for himself, also goes to them because they can save it. Vidalayachalatzil, if not able to save it, a filu resha namilatzil, even if it's the resha where he didn't say that it's going to be for himself, it also should be for himself because they weren't able to do it without him. So what's going on? It says, Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Barchama, Hachabishutfin, Oskino, we're dealing with partners. They're all partners in the stuff that was stolen. And in this case, where the money is going to be lost, a partner can get rid of his partnership and then divide the stuff without the consent of his partners. And the Bryce is saying that Amar Palig, if the guy who's saving it, he says, I'm going to save it myself, he divided things over there, and therefore he keeps whatever he saves as his... Yeah, he keeps whatever he saves as though it was his stuff. Rashi's ma'akev chelko as mashisa. It's like it becomes like that was his stuff. Lomer, if he didn't say anything, then lo poly, he didn't divide it, and therefore he has to split it with everybody else. So let's say it's $1,000 worth, so each one is $500 worth. So when he splits, that means the 500 that he saves. Let's say he saves 500, then he gets it because he's saying, I split my partnership, and this is my partnership. This is my part. But if it doesn't say anything, then it's considered 250, 250, he has to go and split it. Rava says differently. Rava says that we're talking about a case where the owners of the property weren't able to get it, and therefore it's like Hefker. Halchaba Polin is Kidon, we're dealing with workers. They're hired by all the members over there. And the general rule is that a worker can quit in the middle of his working over there. So if he says that he's rescuing for himself, he's basically saying that he's quitting. And since he's now owns it, he gets everything. But if he does it without saying this, then he's under their control, and therefore whatever he gets is divided. Ukrav, it goes like Rav, Dama Rav. Paul Yochel Lachsabah Filum Chatayom. Paul, a worker is not to give up. He's not to quit even in the middle of the day. Vekamad Alohadar. As long as he didn't pull out of his job, give your shoe say the balabais dummy. It's like he's in the possession of his balabais, of the owner, of his employer. Vichy Hadar Bay, but in a case where he does pull out, then Vichy Hadar Bay, the reason why he actually gets this now is Taima Achrinu. There's a different reason, not because it's like he evaporated and nullified everything and he was never considered like working for this person anymore, but Taima Achrinu, the Chesed, the Pasuk says Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, the Klai Yisrael avadim to me, v'lo avadim avadim, not avadim to other avadim, and therefore this worker who's in the possession of his employer, it's not a stira to be able to get out of it. And another answer is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, that really, we're talking about a guy who's a rescuer. He wasn't a shutaf. He wasn't a poet. He wasn't a worker. He was a regular dude. Kishyochel Hatzah Deitchak. And we're talking about a case where the owner of the stuff is able to get it, but with real fighting. Galidaiti Latzah, when he does that, he's being Galidas. He's doing it for himself. He has to fight so hard. Lo Galidaiti. I'm sorry. In such a case, Galidaiti, if he revealed that he's doing it for himself, then it's for himself. Lo galadai to lems, and then he has to go ahead and he has to split it because the owner is able to do it also, even when it's hard. And we assume that they weren't giving up hope for it, and therefore he has to give up and split it with everyone else. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.